Area 941 podcast are produced and distributed by Community Powered 94.1 KPFA Radio. Please help support Area 941 at kpfa.org.
And we're back the day after April Fool's Day, but we tell the truth as always. It's the Tom and Tim Show.
It's always April Fool's Day.
It's always April Fool's
in
Day
San
here.
San Francisco. Not, at least for the crab fishermen, it came true as late as it could be. You know, it is a little shot to our economy, and we also seem to romanticize this Dungeness crab and the fishermen and the lore, and we all like it.
We all like it, but I do feel bad when the it's not the fault of the fishermen. They didn't cause the algae bloom that caused the toxins in the fish. You know, they're just trying to make a living.
Yeah.
So I'm glad they're going to get something out of it.
Well, I guess things are warming up, even though everyone seems to want to deny that there's any kind of climate change. The interesting thing. You know, I go down to the Embarcadero for the YMCA, and there are issues there, of course, that are kind of in your face, you know. But the every time it rains, they're flooding already in those kind of fancy restaurants, too, you know, mm-hmm. the water bar and all that. And, I mean, that's a harbinger, if anything.
I mean, oh, yeah. I mean,
like
the whole
every, and then the sewer
whole water
smell.
Yep.
The sewer, well, effluents. It's effluent. It's not shit. It's effluent.
It's effluent. Yeah.
Don't give me your effluent.
It floods in the mission, too.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah.
You know. And then speaking of sewage, it looks like some of the not smiling people on the current DCCC are still trying to
This is what
deconstruct it, although it's for our own good and it's reform. And, oh, did I mention it's in the fucking middle of the election? And I mean, how obvious can you be?
I mean, the filing deadline has passed, and now there's a move once again. It lost last time, but they brought it back. It's going to be back again next week.
It's like Jason, the horror movie.
Change the rules for who can be on the Democratic County Central Committee. The latest plan would increase the size of the committee to 52 people.
Hey, come on, Bob. Let's party.
And there would be an addition. They would make all the mayor and all of the supervisors would be automatic ex officio members. And then they would add 7 more elected positions. And the idea, of course, what they're saying is to get more young party activists involved and all that. But
code.
Well, the problem is with the timing here. Timing. The timing here is
their credibility
questionable. The young activists on the left who might have run, the progressives, held off because we wanted to have a strong slate, but not run progressives against progressives.
Yes.
And so there's a whole lot of people who would have run if they'd known these rules are going to be changed, who are now aced out.
Well, it's not a fait accompli yet. But if anything validates the attempt to have a reform slate, these shenanigans,
imagine doing this right in the middle of the election after the filing deadline.
You know, and no balance currently. Particularly when it comes to real estate issues. Something to feel somewhat good about, I think, is the minimum wage that, of course, comes out of the gate too late and, not to rain on the parade. It takes a tremendous amount of work. You know, we did it here. And we also did living wage. And I remember Willie Brown, tried to obstruct that for at least 2.5 years. A lot of it had to do because, I was the sponsor. And now in Sacramento, Jerry's been fine, but he's also tentative, So there are some poison pills in there from my point of view, if we get into bad economic times and continue to let Uber and Airbnb be exempt from things. And then he could stop the escalation, it's kind of a ladder thing. But it's still very, very
positive.
Really
important. And the good news is, Jerry didn't want to do this. He was forced to, and I give a tremendous amount of credit to labor, particularly, SEIU. They went out there and they spent their own money, the members' money, to put this thing on the ballot, and they knew it was going to pass. And once Jerry saw that, Jerry's like that. He says, this thing's going to pass on the ballot. He can either let it pass over his objections or he can try to get in front of it.
Well, it was more aggressive than he was willing to be, and it isn't quite kumbaya. There was another union that was involved in it, and they split, and there was going to be two, most likely, ballot measures, and of course then that would not have passed. However, you know, that's the Game of Thrones aspect, and I think to those people right now who are making $9 and $8 and $10.
This is going to make a big
difference.
Yeah,
I think it'll be about $300 more. I'm not sure. But
it'll also make a huge difference for the economy of the state because when you give people more money to spend, they spend it.
Well, it's true. And the other thing is that, I mean, it's the light at the end of the tunnel because, you know, we're hoping more and more, you know, with the sick days and so many other things that, you know, it's the recognition of the worker. I think it was Cesar Chavez's 100th birthday. I'm not sure. There was an anniversary.
So.
And, you know, when you look at that struggle and how far we still have to go. And, of course, a shout out to Dolores Huerta, who's still in there. Just a marvelous person. And
an amazing woman.
Amazing. 85.
The thing that amazes me about she helped build the United Farm Workers Union and did, you know, worked side by side with Cesar Chavez and was a key player in this. All the while, she raised like 10 children of her own.
Yeah. It is just astonishing.
She's an amazing woman.
Some other bad news is it has been horrified lately at the, I think there's been 10 ODs in Sacramento because of this. It's not even heroin, it's a speed, phenethyl. You know, we did sponsor a bill, thank God, you know, where you could receive naloxone, you know, immediately. Unfortunately, wasn't around in those cases. So it looks like people are getting on the stick, though, about that. And it's not quite an epidemic in San Francisco yet, but it's promised to happen because it's cheaper and it hits you harder and get higher and it's in some ways... you know, makes heroin second place to a lot of users.
Yep.
So the harm reduction there, you know, really
is really, really important.
Yeah.
It's and you know they've made these the pharmaceutical companies say they've made these new pills in a way that you can't chop them up and snort them. So then people just put them in water and inject it, which is even worse.
Yeah, I mean, there'll always be there'll always be a way, which you know really makes the throws into light the mayor's. And the Chronicles, you know, Luddite reaction to having injection centers, and you know, wet houses. I mean, if anybody is helping increase the epidemic, it's attitudes like that. You know, we need to pull a lot of rabbits out of a lot of hats, and so. And then he did. The mayor did celebrate. I think it was the 1 year anniversary of the Navigation Center in the Mission there, in 1950. They didn't invite Mr. Campos, who is the supervisor for that.
And who helped create the Navigation Center.
Because they're at odds. And I will,
you know, that's just kind of nasty and ridiculous politics.
Yeah, it reminds me of, you know, the Mean Girls, you know, that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess is that Steve Kawa and Scott Winokur? Oh, hi. I heard Matura and Ross are our fans.
Yeah, hey, listen.
Yeah, big
shout out.
I didn't know they could read. Oh, no, that's right. We're a podcast.
We're a podcast. A big shout out to Phil Matura and Andy Ross, who've been listening to our podcasts and calling to follow up on it. And I hope when they write about things from here, they give us all due credit that this is where you heard it first.
Yeah, and you know, and without a bias and a zinger.
And you know what else you heard here is that Airbnb has suddenly decided, we're a good corporate citizen.
Mea culpa, Mea Farrow.
We're going to help the city by cracking down on some of the illegal units. Well, guess why they did that? They did it because they know there are now 6 votes on the Board of Supervisors to force them to do that and much, much more. And they're still not willing to do the basic thing, which is share the data with the city.
Ain't enough, pal.
And require a registration number on every single listing. And they're not going to do that because it's going to cut too much into their revenue. But they realize, they see what's going on. They know that City Hall is going to crack down on this. And so they're going to pretend they're going to do a half-assed measure first.
Happening nationally and internationally, Airbnb and Uber causing a lot of consternation in other countries.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
and some other countries, not surprisingly, being ahead of the United States, are actually trying to cut back on it and say there are rules and there are restrictions.
Well, I hope that Ting and Chu, and when they finish out their 12 years, that deal with Airbnb the way it should be in Sacramento. You know, we elect them, some of us, and, you know, we expect a response on that, especially since it's hardly, you know, below the radar. some events that are coming up. It's Jane Kim is going to debate Wiener Scott, not Anthony, at a place called Shahar Shahav, which is the gay Jewish temple on, believe it's Dolores, and maybe 16th, maybe 17th. If you're interested in seeing that debate, check it out. It should be very
on Wednesday night.
Interesting. It's Wednesday night. I think about 6:30. So,
well, great. Well, you have been listening to the Tom and Tim Show, and we will be back next week.